The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Don't you just love it when you're scrolling on social media and you stumble upon a TikToker living life on the edge? They wake up at 5 a.m. and show their 50 steps to becoming a better version of themselves. Do you ever just wonder if you were to follow their 50 steps, would you have the same outcome as them? Well, I'm your host, Mejor Versión, here to follow these trending self-improvement tutorials and see if they are truly life-changing. Welcome back to Living Life on Edge with Mejor Versión. Today, I wanted to talk about the concept of comparison. I believe that we all at one point in our lives have gone through low self-esteem. We might compare ourselves to an influencer or someone we may know personally. It is not embarrassing to admit this. We all experience this. I remember last year, I had very low self-esteem and I was constantly comparing myself to this influencer called Grace Brinkley. I was so fixated on comparing myself to her in every way possible through appearance, friend group, and her job. I believed that she was living an amazing life based on her social media profile. But the reality is we are all human and we are all going through different situations. Emma Chamberlain, a highly known influencer, brings to light her opinion on the idea of comparison. On her podcast, Anything Goes with Emma Chamberlain, she talks about what comparison is, the negative side of comparison, and how she copes with it. So this week, I'm going to talk about comparison. Emma starts off her podcast with defining comparison. What is comparison? She defines comparison as a consideration or estimate of similarities or dissimilarities between two things or people. An example of a normal human instinct is when you are at the grocery store and you need to choose between two apples. One apple is red and perfect, while the other one is looking a bit bruised. You are trying to pick the perfect one. Emma uses this example in her podcast, and she believes that it's important that we can compare. However, when it comes to comparing ourselves, it could get a little bit more complicated. According to Emma, there are two ways that we can compare ourselves to others. Number one upward comparison. This is when we compare ourselves to someone who we feel is better than us. My example, personal example, this would be my situation with Grace Brinkley, as I would constantly compare myself to her as I felt that she is better than me. Number two, downward comparison. This is when we compare ourselves to someone who we feel is worse off than ourselves. Emma brings to light that she used to struggle with tearing herself down by comparing herself to others in a negative way. In the present, Emma finds herself only comparing herself to others in a motivational way. She finds people who are better than her in some areas as a way to motivate herself. She finds herself in a more comfortable and confident state of mind. She feels very content and happy as she looks at the world through a very positive lens. Emma does share that not everything goes according to plan. She does go through phases where she is quite insecure and compares herself to everyone and everything. As the podcast continues, she finds herself questioning why we compare ourselves to others. We compare ourselves to others because it's human nature. We are social animals and we are wired to pay attention to what we are doing for our own survival. For example, comparison starts at a young age. Some examples include when you're a kid and you see your friends with more toys. Or number two, when you're a kid and your friend has a nicer home. Maybe as a kid, you didn't know why you're feeling confused and jealous. And these examples prove that comparison is a part of us. However, another issue that can arise is low self-esteem. And this can cause us to compare ourselves to others. When we have low self-esteem, our brain starts to find proof that the hypothesis is true. So human nature is to start looking around at others to prove the hypothesis of, I suck and this person has it better than me. As Emma continues on her podcast, her episode of comparison, she starts talking about why we compare ourselves to others. She strongly believes that we are wired to pay attention to what other people are doing to ensure that we are doing what we are supposed to be doing. Emma believes that we compare ourselves to determine what areas we need self-improvement. Comparison can be a good thing as it can help motivate us to become better people. But there are two different sides to comparison. Let us continue to talk about how it's bad for us. And Anything Goes with Emma, Emma shares a quote with her listeners. Many of you have probably seen it on TikTok, Pinterest, or even Instagram. However, the quote is, "Comparison is the thief of joy." This is a very simple quote, and it holds a lot of truth. Comparison can ruin a lot of joyful moments for us by convincing us that we should have way more than what we are given. Number one, let's say that you have a birthday party and all your friends and family are there. However, you start to think, well, so-and-so had a birthday party last week and more people showed up. See how we might destroy the joy? In reality, it is amazing that all your friends and family showed up in the first place, and you should be grateful. Number two, another example might be having an amazing job with great pay, but then your mind starts to wonder. You think, oh, this person has an even better job than me with more financial stability. See how easy it is to start stripping all joy from experiences that can be so fulfilling? After these experiences, you may be able to gain perception that comparison can be harmful to us. It is usually largely inaccurate and unfair to ourselves because we believe that we will never be able to live up to the comparison if we set ourselves up for failure. We may never hear the full story of people's lives, so when comparing ourselves to others, it may not be something so completely well-rounded. We see other people's lives through a distorted lens, and this leads us to how inaccurate comparison is on social media. It's very unhealthy for us to compare ourselves to people on social media because we cannot take it at face value. Number one, we might compare ourselves to someone on social media because they post about an amazing job. Or number two, they went on a nice vacation. Number one, we may not see the other side of that job or how miserable it is. Number two, maybe their vacation really sucked. We will never truly know the full story of one photo posted on social media. And this is an example of how our delusions can lead us to comparison. And the crazy thing is, we make crazy assumptions based on one photo posted. And we will probably never know the full story of what actually occurred. We should compare ourselves to ourselves. We should stay realistic in the view of our own lives and who we are as human beings. Obviously, at times, our perception can become distorted based on our state of mind. And Emma leads on with this idea that we all compare ourselves to our past lives. She believes that our memories tend to be distorted at times when we look back at a certain point in our lives. And I remember I recently saw a photo of myself from 2021, and I was surrounded by many people. I thought to myself, wow, 2021 was so fun. I had so many friends, so many opportunities. And then I sit back and remember the reality of this. I was dealing with a lot of friend group issues, and it was not very fun. I felt on edge because one of the girls I would hang out with wouldn't mind kicking out anybody in the friend group. See how our memories tend to be quite distorted at times? Emma is an influencer, and she stated a claim on her podcast that she believes social media is always inaccurate. However, she acknowledges that she posts the best angles of herself out there because it's ingrained as a social cue to post the best photos of yourself. She does state that she often posts rather unflattering angles or something to make it a bit more accurate. She believes that it is impossible for social media to be accurate, as the only way it could ever be accurate is if you were live streaming 24 hours a day. And no one is going to do that. Emma states that we see ourselves as a fully dynamic person. We see the good, the bad, and the ugly. We are never going to win the battle of comparison. When we are comparing ourselves to an idealized version of someone, we will never win that battle. Moving forward to the next part of Emma Chamberlain's podcast, she brings to light balancing compassion and self-esteem. It's only a matter of effort to figure out why you feel the need to look at another person. This can make us toxic to be around, and we constantly feel the urge to bring down others to our level. We might make rude remarks, sabotage other successes because we don't know how to cope, and we may start becoming bad people. Emma believes that if we compare ourselves too much, it can harm us. However, I argue otherwise. Yes, it is toxic to constantly compare yourself in terms of beauty standards or social standards. But I believe that life is sort of about other people and a way of doing good for others, creating meaningful connections, and loving other people. We learn from our experiences and grow to, and continue to grow as human beings. Emma does state that she does not take the overall idea of comparison too seriously, but she wanted to bring to our attention how it can negatively boost our ego. Moving on towards the end of Emma's podcast, how to prevent comparison from ruining our lives. Number one, to remind ourselves that we are not seeing the full picture. We may never see the full or hear the full story behind posts on social media. Number two, there's always going to be somebody with a better car, purse, iPhone. This is a never-ending situation. Stop comparing yourself to others in terms of materialistic items. There is no reason to fight that battle because you will never win. Focus on yourself. Number three, be grateful for what you have. Think about how you might have meaningful relationships with friends, family, boyfriends, and girlfriends. Number four, take social media with a grain of salt. Social media is severely inaccurate. Number five, reroute our motivation to improve our overall life. Maybe try something new, like a new hobby. Emma sends her listeners off with the advice of focusing on your journey. As human beings, we will never get the full story from other people. We don't see all of the complexity. So stop fighting that battle with yourself. You will always lose. Rather, focus on yourself. Boost your self-confidence, your self-esteem, and stop comparing yourself to other people, as it is toxic. Stop comparing yourself to other people as it is toxic. I know it's hard to stop, and change does not occur over time, but following Emma's advice, such as the given, number one, social media is inaccurate. Number two, stop comparing ourselves to those with materialistic items. Be grateful for what you have. Be grateful for the relationships you do have. Reroute our motivations instead of comparing ourselves to an influencer. Maybe pick up a new hobby. I strongly believe with following Emma's advice that we could become a better versions of ourselves. I hope you like my podcast, Living Life to Facing Problems Head On. And I hope you tune in next week to Living Life on Edge with Mejor Versión.